I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. On today's podcast, we're going to be discussing a new idea, which hopefully will happen at some point. This idea of a four-day week or working fewer hours. So I'm going to be talking about a new experiment which took place in Iceland over the last few years. But before I tell you about that, there are some words that I'm going to be using, which I think will be useful for you to take a look at before we start. There's also a little bit of grammar, but I'll get to that in a moment. So there are six words which I will be using that might be a bit tricky, might be a bit difficult. So let's take a look at them. The first one is to dictate. To dictate, well, it's got a couple of meanings, but the meaning we're looking for here is to influence something or to have an influence. To dictate. Next is to cut. Again, this has a couple of meanings, but the context we're looking for is to reduce or to stop doing something, to cut something. Next, well-being. Well-being is your general mental and physical health. Well-being. Next is a think tank. A think tank is an organization that carries out research. Next is the word ripe, which is an adjective, which means ready. We often use this when we talk about food, like fruit. When fruit is ripe, it is ready to eat. But it can also be used to talk about other things when they are ready. And finally, the word pioneer. Pioneer means one of the first to do something. If you are a pioneer, then you are one of the first to do something. Okay, so those are the words to listen out for. And also, there's going to be a bit of grammar as well to consider. And that is this phrase. Not only, but also. So listen out for when you hear not only, but, and then another point. We will review this at the end. Okay, so should we work fewer hours? We live lives that are dictated by work. It controls nearly everything in our life, where we live, how much money we have, when and how often we relax. But do we work too much? I think if you're listening to this and are currently employed, the answer is probably yes. Yes, we work too much. But generally, we accept it because society tells us we need to get a job, earn money, and do normal things that normal, hard-working people do. However, is this negatively affecting our lives? Would we be happier if we worked less? Well, in Iceland, a study was carried out with 2,500 workers across a variety of industries between 2015 and 2019, where their working hours were cut from 40 to 35 or 36 hours without affecting their salaries. Workplaces also focused on being more efficient during workdays, cutting meetings, altering work patterns, and reorganizing shift work. And guess what? Employees reported a dramatic improvement in their well-being, with lower stress and a better work-life balance. Also, even though they were working less, productivity improved or remained the same in the majority of cases. This study shows that the world's largest ever trial of a shorter working week in the public sector was by all measures an overwhelming success, said Will Strong, Director of Research at Autonomy, the UK-based think tank that ran the experiment. He continues, "It shows that the public sector is ripe for being a pioneer of shorter working weeks, and lessons can be learned for other governments." Researcher Gudmundur Haraldsson said, "The Icelandic shorter working week journey tells us that not only is it possible to work less in modern times, but that progressive change is possible too." We may see other nations do similar experiments, and maybe the shorter working week will soon become the norm. Okay, so what do you think? Sounds like a good idea, right? Will we see this happen in the future? So let's go back now to just that little phrase which I mentioned at the start, the not only, but phrase. And this is a great way for adding a second point to your original point. If we look back at that sentence, it says, not only is it possible to work less in modern times, but that progressive change is possible too. So we are adding a second point, an additional point. And note the structure. When we say not only, we then have to use a question structure rather than a affirmative structure. So it's not only it is possible, but not only is it possible. So we need to phrase that as a question or in the question form. Not only is it possible to work less in modern times, but that progressive change is possible too. And then that second part is in the affirmative structure. It's a really nice phrase to learn how to use, the not only, but. And I recommend that you try and create some ideas using this, thinking about your own life or your own situations. For example, not only was I late for work, but I also forgot to bring my lunch. Okay, so that's all for today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed the topic. I hope that it's made you excited about the possibility of working a little bit less. Remember, if you have any ideas for topics you'd like me to talk about on these podcasts, then please feel free to send me an email. I always like hearing from listeners. You can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.